Okay, yeah, I know it's a big thing with the Winlink, with the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, at least Macomb County, so that's handy. And the D-Star stuff, yeah, I remember that one radio there, like, it was a mobile radio. So even if the D-Star wasn't, you know, going to be, you know, wasn't so much accessible, it did have that pass-through mode. So if you were, say you had a, what is it, MD390, or is this, you know, any of the smaller, you know, the handheld DMR radios, you could actually pass it through the ICOM. I think it still would put out 50 watts. So it would have boosted up and that kind of thing. So if you still had some, you know, digital utility, as well as they would do it for fusion as well, I believe. So some of those radios, even though, like, even those D-Star isn't so prevalent in this area, kind of scares. With a little ingenuity, they're still useful for digital.